We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us on behalf of Prudential is Jack and Luke Hughes. The duo has teamed up with Prudential to help raise awareness around the importance of financial literacy and being prepared for now what moments. With the help of Prudential, you can elevate your financial future with confidence. Jack and Luke Hughes of the New Jersey Devils with us. Gentlemen, appreciate the time. Welcome to the start of the hockey season. How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So let's get to this right out of the gate. I'll start with you, Jack. I'm not happy with you because in the postseason last year, you sent my team home packing with the New York Rangers. But I will say, what a series that was. You get in the taste of the playoff experience. How do you kind of look back at that series up against the Rangers?
Yeah, definitely, like, you know, especially when I got drafted first to the Devils and, you know, the Rangers had the second pick. It was almost like a collision course that we knew we were going to, you know, eventually play each other in the playoffs because they were a team on the up and up and we were rebuilding. So for us to get our first, like, playoff experience as a team, as a core against the Rangers and beat them, you know, just a really emotional series. And, yeah, it's great beating you Rangers, you know. It's great beating you guys.
I appreciate the extra smile on your face when you say that. I don't know if you guys were made aware of this video. The team put it out when you guys completed the comeback. A coworker of mine was in his Rangers jersey after it was 2-0, and he was sweeping his bar saying that the series was over. The Devils put that out, but when the series was going on, did you guys see any of that? Just wondering on social media.
Well, like, when you're down 2-0, your phone's in the drawer. Like, you're not looking at anything, you know? But, like, I guess, like during those times you're down 2-0, you're so locked in, you're just trying to, like, you know, get a win and get back to it. So, no. But then, obviously, afterwards, you know, obviously a lot of, like, not bad blood, but a really good and healthy rivalry between the Devils Rangers. So, I know the fans were extremely into it and, you know, gives us bragging rights for a year.
Jack and Luke Hughes here with us. We'll talk about Prudential in just a second. Luke, you being only 20 years old, what do you kind of hope to prove this season to the Devils fans as you get a full year on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now I'm just going day by day. And, you know, I think me and my teammates are really excited for, you know, the season start. And personally, my first full season. You know, I'm really excited to get going and just get better every day and get better every game and feel more confident out there. So.
Jack, you mentioned it. You were a number one overall pick. We all know where the expectations were. Last year, you had 99 points in the regular season. Now you're getting talked about as being a top 10 player in the league. Just how do you kind of look back at last season for you individually, and what are some of the things that you take to try to even get better here in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, last season was definitely, you know, another really good step in the right direction for me. You know, I think with when I came into the league at 18, my transgression and how my game's developed, and I've gotten better each and every year, you know, so had a great year last year, and, you know, it was just awesome for myself and my team, you know, for us to be like kind of side by side in a young team and a young player that are both taking a massive leap. And, you know, obviously I want to have a great year, but, you know, this year it's all about team, because, you know, we have such a good team. And, you know, I think we think we can go really deep, and obviously it's easy to say that before anyone's played a game yet, but I think as a team we're going to be looking forward to getting better throughout the season and, you know, obviously getting towards playoffs and gearing up for that.
We see you play on the ice, Jack, and we all know the talent that you have, but still only being 22, right? You're a human being trying to figure out life, and sometimes in sports we lose sight of that. Do you feel that pressure, and how do you kind of compartmentalize it if you sense some pressure, you know, just kind of deriving when your name gets thrown into the conversation?
No, there's no pressure. I mean, I play hockey for a living. You know, it's pretty good. So pressure is, you know, a lot. It's pressure is when you're got to pay the bills or things like that. You know? So we're really fortunate that, you know, we get to play a game that we love and we get paid to do it and people watch us and, you know, live and die by the sword. You know, people, you know, they go to bed angry if the Devils lose. So it's a blessing. And, you know, that's why we want to work so hard and you know, for the people out there that are real, real true fans.
Talking to Jack and Luke Hughes. Luke, for you, what is this experience like so young in the league to be able to go through these things with your brother who you grew up, right, playing hockey at a young age with one another?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we live together, practice together all the time. And, you know, it's been really cool for me. Not even just, like, obviously just playing with them, you know, being in the same locker room, you know, playing with them on the ice, but just hanging out with them. You know, we haven't really lived together for 4 or 5 years. So, you know, it's been really good and definitely an easy adjustment from getting out of it.
Jack, when you just look at what your family has accomplished, right, because you have another brother, Quinn, who's another high draft pick in the NHL with the Vancouver Canucks, just how surreal is this? Because a lot of kids, they grow up, they say, oh, I want to be a professional athlete, and then it's just not realistic. And all three of you guys have gone on to accomplish this.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly unheard of, you know, for three brothers to all play, like, in a professional league together. You know, I mean, I don't think there's many families in terms of all four major sports that are doing that. So I think it's just a credit to my parents to, you know, how they brought us up and, you know, how we were always working hard when we were kids. But there's never a thing of like, oh, we got to play in the NHL. It's more of just like chasing your passion, chasing your dream. And, you know, through like hard work and all the years, you know, somehow we ended up all in the NHL. So a lot of things have to go right, but also it's a lot of work that we put in as a family. And pretty special I get to do with my brother as well.
Luke, what was the best childhood fight you guys had? Because I would have to imagine with three brothers all playing hockey, just knowing the nature of the sport and how scrappy it is, you guys probably had some good fights growing up, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we got three competitive guys and just growing up, enjoying each other's company and just trying to fall in love with the game. And you know, we were really competitive no matter whatever we were doing. But there were definitely a couple fights, but nothing crazy. So,
Jack, I feel like you're holding in the laughter right now. There has to be one fight that comes to mind, right?
Man, I lived with these guys for 16 years. They're gonna be more fights. So I don't know if you want me to just throw something out there. There's a lot, you know.
Hey, if you want to, you know, I once remember a story of Travis and Jason Kelsey telling me that they like almost fought over a dinner and someone went through an oven growing up as kids. So, you know, things like that probably just happen when you have a house full of athletes, right?
Yeah, man, you got three like dudes that are all in around the same age. You know, it's like pretty competitive, like Luke said.
Jack and Luke Hughes wrapping up. Gentlemen, tell me about what the work you're doing today, the fine work with Prudential.
You want this? Yeah, pretty much. You know, me and Luke are both really young athletes, and you know, we're involved with Prudential now because you know they're helping out and helping people with their financial for the future. So especially young athletes. So me and Luke, it's like that's something that hits home for us because you know we're young guys and you're not going to play your whole life, so you want to be set up pretty good for the future.
Luke, I know you're a Michigan man, confident with the football team this year as they look to try to get a national championship?
Yeah, I think so. I got some buddies on the team, and, you know, I think they're going to have a really good chance to win this year. You know, they're pretty dedicated and they work hard and they look great. So,
last thing for Jack and Luke Hughes right now joining us on CBS Sports Radio. Jack, you know this, whenever you have a young team and you have so much success and you put that on display, people just naturally start to expect you guys to regress. Why will the Devils take it a step further this year and not fall back this season?
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping that our window just opened, you know. We had a really good year last year. I think we caught a lot of people by surprise, too. So I don't think anyone expected us to be as good as we were this early. So for us, it's not about, like, you know, proving people wrong or nothing like that. It's more about, you know, we just got to keep working on our game, and we have a really good core set in place. And you know, we went on a little run last year in the playoffs, but you know, I think we're hungry for more. And you know, we're a really motivated group heading into the season.
Jack and Luke Hughes, on behalf of Prudential, gentlemen, good luck this season. Good health. Thanks so much for doing it. All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. See ya.